ever needed you. I need you now. I can't remember when I've ever been so blue. If I ever needed love, can ease my aching heart, but you know how. If I ever needed you, I need you now. Love, I need it now. I feel so all alone, I don't know what to do. No day or night goes by when I don't have my cry. I feel like I could die from wanting you. I can ease my aching heart, honey, you know how. If I ever needed you, I need you now.
I understand that yesterday the governor was with you, which should have been pretty funny all within itself. We got an old fella that lives down around Pearl River, Louisiana. I live up in Picayune, Mississippi, and we got an old fella that lives down there named Joe Wilkinson. And Joe is kind of a terror of the road. He drives a 1950 Studebaker pickup truck, which he's had ever since the day it was manufactured, and he runs back and forth between Pearl River and Slidell and Poplarville. And I don't think Joe knows that that truck will go under 70 miles an hour, even backing out of his driveway. And most of the troopers along that area are fairly familiar with him, and they kind of turn their head when he comes by, because he, not only is he a lovable old character, but he has never caused a wreck, nor has he ever been involved with one. But about 6 weeks ago, we got a new trooper assigned to our area there, and Joe came by. This trooper decided that he was going to station himself at the Pearl River turnaround and get him one of them speeders. And he'd been there about 10 minutes when Joe Wilkinson came by doing about 90 miles an hour in that old 1950 Studebaker truck. Trash blowing out of the back end of it, fenders flapping in the breeze, love bugs smeared all over the front of it. He was hooking it right on up toward Poplarville. And that trooper seen him, and he come flying out of that turnaround, had them blinking bubblegum machine lights on and blowing his siren. And Joe ain't never seen anything like that before, and he just kind of pulled over in the right-hand lane to give this fella room to get by. And that trooper come up beside him and was waving him to get over to the side of the road, and Joe had never seen him before, and he thought he was just saying hello, and he waved at him and showered down on that old Studebaker and blew out a puff of smoke and was blasting it up the road. Left that trooper sitting there. So he poured the coal to it and pulled out his gun and came up beside him and was waving that gun, telling him to get over on the side of the road. And Joe slammed on his brakes and pulled over, and that trooper pulled up in front of him, and old man Wilkinson jumped out of that truck and went running up there and said, "Feller, what's the matter?" Said, "What can I do to help you?" And that trooper come boiling out of that truck, had his hat on and that big gun in his hand. He looked at him, he said, "Old man, ain't you got a governor on that truck?" And old Joe looked at him and said, "A what?" And he said, "A governor, a governor." And Joe said, "No." said, the governor's at the Capitol building in Baton Rouge. That's fertilizer and hog slop you smell back there.
Jethro, you put away vittles like it's going out of style.
Well, shucks, Uncle Jet. Fella gets hungry spooning half the night.
Spooning half the night? You?
Well, not just me. They was a girl, too.
Good, good. Well, maybe you better tell me more.
Well, you've been saying we gotta make friends with Miss Drysdale, so I've been spooning with her maid.
Just how is that gonna make us friends with Miss Drysdale?
I ain't just sure that it is, but anything that much fun is worth trying.
I'll settle for that.
Boy, that maid sure is pretty. Kinda dumb, but awful pretty.
Kinda dumb, huh?
Yeah, like we was standing at the door saying goodnight, hugging a little, you know?
Yeah, I remember.
So then we hugged a little more and kissed some. And then she says, Jethro, she says, there's an awful nice sofa in the front hall. Are you sure you wouldn't like to come in and sit out? So I says, no thanks. So then we hug some more.
Now, wait a minute, Jethro. Why didn't you go in and sit on that sofa?
Heck fire, Uncle Jet. I wanted to stay out there with her.
Stay out there with her. Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy.
Long talk, long talk.
Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy.
Long talk, long, long talk.
And tell him about the facts of life and how to court himself a wife. Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy.
Long talk with that boy.
We'll talk about the way the birds nest in the tree.
Long talk.
We'll talk about the way the bees make little bees. Cause what he don't know for a fact would fill a farmer's almanac. Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy.
Now they have taught him how to cipher,
but they have left him up a tree.
Cause he has never learned to cipher.
That one plus one makes three. Someday he's gonna find a girl who will enjoy.
Long talk, long talk.
Just teaching him that she's a girl, that he's a boy. But when he's found that one to fall
and decided life's a ball,
chances are he'll want them all. I see my life's gonna be one long talk. One long, long talk. Just a long, long, long talk with that boy. That boy. Oh, that boy.
I don't know if it's true or not, but it's said that there are about 7,000 deaths that occur each year just because of a doctor's sloppy handwriting. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright, when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you get tell me, dear, all you chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare. Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear.
That was Nora Jones with Are You Lonesome? Here's Jackie Wilson with Danny Boy.
Woo!
Well, thank you so much for listening to this hour of the Jason Kirkman Show. I'd also like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII, Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our anchor station. The Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, that does stand for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County, right there in Cairo, West Virginia. Also, AM 1290 out of beautiful Vancouver, Washington. Oldiesradio88.com and rememberwhenradio.com. Both of those are out of Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, Hawaiian Pacific Radio, and out of Florida, Q-Star Radio. KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California. I do hope to go there someday. And out of Clay, West Virginia, WYAP 107.7 FM. Out of San Francisco, AM 1700 Radio Richmond, and out of Ringgold, Georgia, AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR. Andrews, North Carolina, a beautiful place it is. Andrews Community Radio and Classic Hits 1630 AM out of Denver, Colorado. And Dark Classics Radio out of Dark County, Ohio, and I will not forget our European cousins, The Music Player Yesterday out of the United Kingdom. You are listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. Check out all of the stations that carry the program by going to my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And click on the links in the upper left side of the homepage. While you're there, check out the blog. Send me an email. Let me know just how much you're enjoying the program. Bob Seger and his old-time rock and roll. Here's Bill Haley in the comments with Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on, join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3 and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the chimes ring 5, 6 and 7, we'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We'll cool off then start rocking around the clock again. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Pucker up, gentlemen. Scientific research says that men who kiss their wives in the morning live 5 years longer than those who don't. Written by Neil Diamond and performed by The Monkees, here's I'm a Believer.
I'm a believer. There's not a trace. I'm a believer of doubting.
folks, it looks like all of this fun is just about over, but I am here to tell you, stay tuned, because this is a fantastic station, and there's always good stuff ahead. You have been listening to the Jason Kirkman Show. Hey, that's me. And it is time for me to head on out, but I'll leave you with a great tune by Ricky Nelson, Surefire Bet. I'll see you next time on this great station.
Yeah, you're a surefire bet to win my lips, a surefire bet to win my heart, a surefire bet to make me start to fall in love with you, 'cause you got everything to make my heart sing. You got those dreamy eyes that promise paradise, and when you hold my hand, baby, it's oh so grand, and the odds get greater that you'll win me sooner or later. You're a surefire bet to win my lips, a surefire bet to win my heart, a surefire bet to make me start to fall in love with you. Yeah, you're a surefire bet to win my lips, a surefire bet to win my heart, a surefire bet to make me start to fall in love with you. And when you kiss my lips, baby, I know for sure, not maybe, that I'm in heaven with an angel by my side. And when I sleep at night, I dream I'm holding you tight, and I know I don't have a chance. You win, why should I fight? 'Cause you're a surefire bet to win my lips, a surefire bet to win my heart, a surefire bet to make me start falling.
If you ever plan on taking a vacation in this part of the country, might I recommend a stop in our beautiful area, Southern New Mexico, where you can learn about Billy the Kid, some of America's atomic programs, and our space program. There's a lot to see and do here, I guarantee it. You can check out all there is to see and do in our local areas by visiting www.alamogordo.com, www.cloudcroft.net, and www.newmexico.org. All of these sites are now linked on my homepage at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing cleaning products for the home and business since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.